And it's 8:34, time for a Community Connection on this Monday morning. Hope you're having a good day so far. Joining me for Community Connection this morning, brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma and Tallgrass Motors, is Friends of the Library, Connie Lavoie, the Vice President, and Kristen Duncan, a board member. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Doing great.
And now, I understand that you guys have already had your deadline settled for your creative writing contest. What can you tell me about that?
Well, the contest has been going on for many years. I meant to look up exactly how many, but it's like over 20 years. And it opens every December 1st, and we have registration forms at the library and online at the library's website. And it is open to library people who have a library card. And if you don't have one, you can get one. And it's their writing. They can submit their writing in a number of categories. Poetry, fiction, nonfiction, and children's literature. It has to be something that's not been published before. They submit it. Deadline's February 1st. Then we have judging. And then in April, we have our big creative writing awards ceremony.
That's coming up pretty soon. Well, what day is that for you guys?
It's Thursday, April 18th, and it's 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the upstairs library room.
So that's next week. How many people do you expect to be at that event next week?
We never know, but we do encourage the winners. I do notify people when they've won something. I don't tell them what they've won because I want to keep that suspense. And we encourage them to bring their friends and family, but it's open to the public. And we encourage everybody to come. I would say,
Last year we had a very full room. Yeah. So there was...
The room will hold 100. I don't think it was totally full, but it was pretty
full.
We
had at least 70, 80 upwards, and maybe even 100 people there last year.
It's really fun for me because I've been through the whole process and I have nothing to do with the judging. I don't even read the entries until later. Sometimes I do. But to see how happy people are when their work is recognized.
And who normally is participating in that? I think we talked a little bit about before the show came on about you guys starting it for teenagers. Eighth graders are able to participate in this
now. Right. Well, there's a category for eighth graders in poetry and fiction, and then there's a category for 14 to 17-year-olds, and they can do poetry, fiction, or nonfiction. The adult category also has a children's literature section that they can enter.
Okay. And maybe you guys can explain to me a little bit of what Friends of the Library is.
Thank you for asking. It's a volunteer board, and we raise money through the library bookstore, which, by the way, is now open whenever the library is open. People donate books. The library puts in books that are withdrawn, and every single penny that we make from the bookstore located inside the library goes to the Friends of the Library, which is a nonprofit. Then we are able to fund programs such as Battle of the Books, the Summer Reading Program, the Creative Writing Contest, and other projects that the library, or things that the library would like to have but are not maybe in their budget. So we're all volunteers. We all, of course, love the library and want to support it. And then we also have other programs that I can talk about too.
And what's it like being a board member for both of you, or the vice president, or whatever you guys want to talk about with your titles?
Well, this is my first year being on the board for the Friends of the Library. I was approached and asked if I would like to participate, and I've been a longtime reader, a longtime writer, and just being on the other side of the curtain, so to speak, it's been enlightening, and you'd be impressed about all of the hard work and effort that goes into running the library, and I think it's a really important thing to be a part of, to realize that there's a lot more to the library than just going in and checking out a book. There's so many services that are available at the library to all walks of life, not just people who like to read.
And I understand, Kristen, you are a past winner of the Creative Writing Contest. What was that like for you? What did you win?
Well, I started entering into the contest when I was a teenager. I think it was one of the first years that they offered it to teenagers to enter. And I remember entering some poetry, and I won first place, and I was so excited about it. And then a few years later, when I was an adult, I entered fiction, and I won first place again. And I feel like I'm bragging. but it's... It, like Connie said earlier, it's really exciting to see somebody else read your work and you get that validation that you've written something that somebody else enjoyed and it was worth the time and effort that went into creating something.
And do you remember what your piece was that you wrote?
The fiction piece that I wrote, I believe it was 2016 that won first place for fiction. It was called Serendipity. It was just a short fiction piece about a girl who had some issues with her life, and semi-autobiographical, I think. I don't know if I go that far, but she was having trouble writing stories, and then she ends up meeting somebody who kind of inspires her again. And another note that I'd like to say, for people that are interested in reading what people have read, they have it available at the library. You can go to the reference desk. For people that have won the contest, you can read other people's entries and see what types of things people have entered into the contest and won. You can just go to the reference desk at the library.
That's really cool, and I might be putting you on the spot with this, but do you know how many things you have archived of the past contest entries or winners?
It goes way back.
A few years back.
It doesn't go back to the very beginning, but I have at the library, downstairs they just have the most recent one, but if you were interested, upstairs they have many, many years. I wish I could tell you, but I went back when I first got started. I wanted to get a feel for it, and there are lots of those. I guess it's an anthology, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah,
because it's a way to see kind of what it's like, you know, what won, you know.
And plus, it's neat to be able to go back and read other winners of previous years and just kind of see what local writers are writing about.
Right. Yeah.
It's really cool, and you guys got me excited to try to enter it next
year.
Well,
I'm glad.
And speaking of trying to encourage people for next year's competitions, how can people get into this? When can they start applying for this?
Yeah, December 1st, we'll have the registration forms available at the library. It tells about all the rules, the guidelines. We're very clear and strict about the guidelines in terms of it having been an unpublished work and the format of it. But it's very doable, and it's also online. You can just go online and get it. So December 1st through February 1st, I'm pretty strict about that deadline, too, because I always identify with that person who, you know, broke their neck to get it in on time.
Which is relatable.
Yeah, and so I pretty much draw the deadline, and then we have volunteer judges who remain anonymous. They don't know who wrote the pieces because I assign numbers. I don't even know because I don't pay attention, really, to the numbers. And then I get them to the judges. The judges carefully select a first and second place in each category. And then all of the first place winners go to a grand prize judge, which is really interesting because they're judging poetry, fiction, nonfiction, and children's literature, one each. And it's across ages, too. So that's kind of a different judging experience, but the people who have judged for me usually want to do it again because they're obviously their readers. Some of them are, many of them are writers as well as avid readers. And, so then, you know, that makes the decisions and then we celebrate in April.
That's really cool. And excuse me, you kind of talked about this too before, but, to enter in, you can't have the work published already in another publication.
Right.
Why is that?
Us to be original work. And also, you know, we want to encourage new writers, fledgling writers, and people who have already, like, published a lot, probably don't need the encouragement as much, but they still can if what they write has not been put out there before. I wasn't around when they made up these rules, but they seem to have worked pretty well over the years. So also, I might mention there are cash prizes for the first, second place, and grand prize winners. And you know, it's not a lot of money. $100 for first place, $50 for second place. But I guess I'm thinking, you know, nothing says value like cold hard cash. It's not what they imagine. It's what it signifies. This is worth something. So especially for young people, I think, if you're an eighth grader, did you know $50 or $100 might seem like a good bit of money to you.
Yeah, and that way you encourage them to keep writing more and more into the future, and you never know who you can create based off of that.
I know.
It's just really exciting.
We might have a Stephen King or an Ann Patchett, you know?
I got to go out and watch Pet Sematary before too long. All right, this is a Community Connection on K1AM 1400 and FM 93.3. 844, we'll be right back with more Community Connection.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And we're back with the Community Connection this morning. Friends of the library, Connie Lavoie and Kristen Duncan, are with us. And we've been talking about creative writing contests just a little bit. And what else is going on with the Friends of the Library?
Well, we are in the spring series of Book Sandwiched In. That's been going on a long time, too. But it's always during the noon hour. And it's in March, April, and May every year. So we already had the first one. It was about Stephen King's book, 11-22-63, by Debbie Payne. It was time travel. It was suspenseful. It was engaging enough to keep reading, for me anyway. It's a doorstop of a book. It's over 800 pages. And I read it in a week, which is pretty fast for me, considering I have an actual life. But the next one, the coming up, April 25th, is The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. And it's a dark family drama. It takes place in very remote Alaska. Alaska is almost a character in the book. It's also suspenseful. And I looked on Amazon this morning, and 61% of the people who read it rated it 5 stars. That's pretty darn good. But I read it, and as it turns out, I'm going to be reviewing that on April 25th. So it's during the noon hour. Each of these programs is the last Thursday of the month. March, April, and May. Then in May, I'm excited about this one too because it's Mary O'Toole. She is a legend. People come to hear the book review even if they don't care about the book because they know she'll be engaging and funny at times and insightful. And she's reviewing the library book. What could be more fitting? The library book is about the fire that took place at the Central LA Library in 1986, and it destroyed 8,000 books there. And it was arson. And not sure who did it. They have some theories about it. But especially for readers and people who love reading in the libraries, I think that one is going to be, it's going to be great. So we invite the public. Sometimes people bring their lunch because they can from noon to one. Sometimes they don't, and we have the review, and then we have Q&A after that.
And I'm assuming these are probably free to the public.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you for asking that. It's free, totally free. Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. And again, as you mentioned, you can bring your lunch, have a good time. How long has Friends of the Library been putting on this book Sandwiched In?
That is a very good question. I need to go back to my history. A long, long time. And it used to be that more people did come and bring their sandwiches, and we're trying to encourage people to feel free to do that again. And we always use community members, and it's fun for people. Like, sometimes people come because they're interested in the title. Sometimes they come because of the presenter. They know them, or they know they're good, like Mary. And sometimes they've already read the book, and they're just wanting to talk about it. So, for example, Richard Mitchell reviewed The Boys in the Boat, and most of the people who came had already read it. And they were just like, so a lot of the time was taken up with questions and talking about the book.
Cool. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Book Sandwiched In?
I think that about covers it for Book Sandwiched In. There are flyers at the library if you want to get one of those when you're in the library. I would like to say that the Friends of the Library also has that bookstore that I mentioned. It's used books. It is located just inside the library, and it is now open whenever the library is open. And the most expensive books are 50 cents each. So you can go in there and kind of just browse and maybe come back with something that's a little gem for you. And that helps us raise that money to do all these things that we're able to do to help support the library.
Okay. And I see that you wanted to revisit the creative writing contest invitation for
next
week.
Yes, I just wanted to, again, encourage people, if you're a writer, if you just thought about maybe you might want to write something, this is a really good place to stick your toe in the water and, and kind of step out there. It takes some courage to submit your work. I know. It takes courage to be a writer, and it takes discipline to be a writer. But you start where you are and just give it a try. I would encourage everybody who's had ever thought about it to go ahead and just take this one step.
What are the best ways people could get in touch with you at Friends of the Library? I mean, we have some more time here, so what are the best ways that they could communicate with you about asking more information about the creative writing contest or booked in? Books Sandwiched In.
Just call the library. And I'm sorry I don't have the number in my head because it's in my phone. But just call the library and they can answer questions, or they can refer people to me and I will call them back. We have the best library staff. They are incredible. And it makes it easy for me to be a booster of our library because they do so much and they do it so well. And we serve the entire community. Libraries for everybody. And, there aren't that many places that serve the whole community. Everybody is welcome and have something for everybody. One of the things Kristen was talking about was the Things Collection, which we probably don't have much time to talk about. But you can check out things like
Sewing machines, guitars. Yeah.
Laminators, just cooking equipment. I don't even... Musical instruments, and that's a relatively new program that was started just this past year. But there's always something going on at the library. They have a lot of classes. They have a lot of cooking classes.
Mm-hmm.
Also housed in the library and part of the library services is the literacy program. That is just amazing. We have volunteer literacy tutors. They work one-on-one. And there's so much there, and we're so fortunate to have what we have here. And I grew up, the library is very important to me. And it's actually a refuge for some people, You can go there, and you can find something interesting to read or just be there, and see people there and talk to people. And it's the center of our community. It's one of the centers.
And speaking of seeing people there, when might people see you guys at the library?
I'm there usually at least once a week. I go in and get books for my kids, and I don't know. As for the Friends of the Library Board, we meet once every few months to have our board meetings. But they're not necessarily open board meetings, are they?
Oh, anybody could come.
Yeah,
sure.
So I
just
guess
call and ask. We are always looking for more people who are interested in supporting our work or and possibly serving on the board.
Absolutely.
How would people be able to, just come by the library and ask if they want to be part of the board?
Sure. And at the circulation desk or at the reference desk. And as far as when I'm at the library, I usually find an excuse to go at least two times a week. And you might find me shelving books in the bookstore. See, because I have a selfish interest because then I get to see all the newest ones coming in.
I have to stay out of the bookstore, otherwise I will bring more books home than I need to.
Well, ladies, it was very great to talk to you this morning. It was an honor. I hope I get to talk to you guys again. And that was a Community Connection here on K1AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Time for ONN News.
ONN News.